Pace.
Find it on amateurradio.tangovictor
amateurradio.tangovictor, so do look for it there. Find that to be a useful place to go look. And you'll run on the main page. You'll find all but the first three nets available to you there back about 9 years ago. So no further ado, let's check in by call sign. Station's call signs begin with November. You're first this week. Please call K2BAR with your call sign, your name, indicate whether you have a question, comment, for sale, swap, or one item, or none of the above, or some combination of things, or none of the above. Please call K2BAR. Okay, no November. All right, let's go to Kilo's next. They're the other ones who seem to be usually last these days, so we'll try to get you up front this time. Any Kilos?
KC2WDJ, Walton Orangeburg, just listening.
KC2WDJ. Good evening, Walt in Orangeburg. Welcome aboard, our intrepid hiker. Okay, are there any other whiskeys? Not probably Kilos, sorry.
K2AMI, Tony, with a comment.
None of the above. Good evening.
Okay, I got K2AMI, Tony, with a comment. Was the other station Kai? And I didn't get your intentions.
Good evening, KB2TRW, Kai, none of the above.
Welcome back, Mr. Kai. I have your electric radio. I'll bring it to the Fairlawn meeting tomorrow night. And, welcome aboard. We'll talk about the Fairlawn meeting in a minute. We'll talk about the upcoming Barron meeting in a minute and some other things as well. Got a lot of announcements tonight. So we'll do that at the top of the meeting once we get everybody logged in. Any other Kilos?
Kilo Delta 2, India Romeo Yankee. Good evening, sir. Mike out of Dodge.
Good evening, Mike. Welcome aboard. It's nice chatting with you yesterday. Good to hear you as again tonight. Alrighty. Any other Kilos?
Hello, Alpha 2, Sierra Golf Yankee.
Kilo Alpha 2, Sierra Golf Yankee. Name and intentions, please.
This is Scott. No questions, no comments at this time. I might just ask you a question later about that power supply for the Raspberry Pi.
It's on the list, Scott, so I've listed you for a question, so that's great. No problem. Any other Kilos? That's a short list. Alrighty, Alphas tonight.
A2WP, Willie P, just lurking.
That reminds me, good evening, Willie P. We have a luncheon on Monday, too. We're going to talk about that. I got a lot of stuff to announce tonight. Alrighty, any other Alphas? Okay, then let's go to Whiskeys.
Good evening. This is WA2UMP, Jim in Pearl River, and just listening.
Good evening, Jim. Got you in, WA2UMP. Welcome aboard. Any other whiskeys?
Whiskey Alpha 2, India, Sierra, Echo, Bob, and no traffic.
Okay, got Bob, WA2ISC. Good evening. Who's the station to double with Bob?
W2JEK with a comment.
Good evening, Mr. Don. You will be our first comment tonight. And I'll make a bunch of announcements and then we'll go into our questions and other comments. Already, any other whiskeys?
WA2QBC, no traffic.
Good evening, Bruce. Got you covered. Any other whiskeys?
W2NPR, Hector, with an item for sale.
Oh, Hector, you always have items for sale. Oh, 1 second, please. Alrighty. Alright, let's see. So, Hector, I got you in. Any other whiskeys?
WE2R, Charlie, just listening.
Good evening, Charlie. Welcome aboard. any other whiskeys? Okay, before we go to Echo Link, any stations, any call sign?
N3CRT, Charlie, just listening.
Good evening, Charlie. Hope everybody's well in your household. Long time no hear or speak. Any other stations on the repeater?
N2NBR, just listening.
N2NBR, John, welcome aboard. Any other stations on the repeater?
Kilo Delta 2, Delta India Golf, Don, listening.
Kilo Delta 2, Delta India Golf, do I have that right? And good evening, Don.
Sorry, you got it right, and thank you. Yeah, I'll be listening. Thanks.
That's a great call sign, by the way. Congratulations. All right, any other stations on the repeater? Okay, stations via Echo Link. Stations via Echo Link at this time. All righty. Well, let's go to Don, W2JEK, K2BAR, your ball.
K2BAR, the net, W2JEK. Good evening, everybody. Bar will be holding a VE test session on Friday night, August 28th. Night at 7 p.m. Ranger Center, which is at the township of Washington Street. People there from technician class, there's an also for labor upgrade. Are coming when you need your license and you're upgrading with the copy of your license. Have a license, you will need a number ahead of time. If you calculate, if you use a calculator, you may. Calculator's memory, my calculator. ID, like a driver's license or a photo on it, or two forms of the test fee will be finished. Have any questions, please?
Okay, thank you, Don. Anybody have any questions for Don? Alrighty. Very good. Anything you want to follow up with, Don?
I don't think so, not at this time. We will, at certain, talking to the K2ZO last night. They are bearing of the floor, so to speak, and it's posted.
Roger that. Very good. That's good to know. Alrighty. Moving right along, I got a couple of quick announcements. Number one, actually, let's go to Tony's announcement first, and then I'll make mine. I suspect I think I know what his announcement is, and I don't want to duplicate it. K2AMI, K2BIR, your ball.
I default and ask you to make your announcement first. Then if you haven't covered my, I will fill in. So go ahead with yours.
Is it about the Barra meeting?
Okay, well, that's one of them. I can do that apart and see if you can open the A2AMI. And, of course, coming up in Labor Day weekend, the Sunday in Labor Day weekend, which will be September the 6th, Barra will have their annual meeting. That monthly meeting will have a presentation by Carl K. Beldigi. That's the same thing from Phil Digi, and from Brady, and from any other nation, Mara. So, that's so earlier that if you haven't yet downloaded FL, there's a new version out. Call Tamber of Nice program. Take a look at it. Turn it back to Gordon and wait.
Okay. Well, for those of us who might be able to get away from our jobs, or for those of us who are not employed or in retirement, there's a Chestnut Ridge Radio Club monthly luncheon on Monday, right after this weekend, actually. And it's going to be at the Portocol restaurant. And if you plan to attend, shoot me an email. I'll forward it on to Evan Ardell, WB2EMR. Whiskey Bravo to Echo Mike Romeo. Or if you have Evan's email, please feel free to send it directly to him. And Evan is kind of making sure that we have adequate table space for our group. But it's an ad hoc buffet kind of luncheon. It's really nice, and it's a lot cheaper at lunchtime than it is at dinner, I'll tell you that. And Nancy and I are both going to attend this time. I think I am, and if not, I'm going to cancel meetings to make it. But it should be just fine come Monday. Oh, yeah, I'll be able to make it, no problem. It's a beautiful thing. But anyway, we hope to see you all at Port of Call. It's on Hackensack Avenue, just by Route 4, by the Home Depot and the like, next to the Staples, actually. So that's one meeting announcement down. Next one is the Fairlawn Radio Club tomorrow night is going to have a presentation and a demonstration by a representative from Rigol, R-I-G-O-L. It's a Korean electronics company that makes test equipment. They're going to bring spectrum analyzers, tracking generators, and, of course, oscilloscopes, I believe. And it should be a very nice evening. I think the presentation starts at 7, but it's the usual Fairlawn Community Center, 6 o'clock, doors open, I think the presentation will be at 7. You are encouraged to bring a business card or a QSL card, because there will be a drawing for a Walmart gift card for anybody who attends. So do bring some sort of card to get with your name on it, your name and call, and phone number. So do that if you can. But it'll be at the Fairlawn Community Center, which is located at 10-10 20th Street, 10-10 20th Street in Fairlawn. So let's see, do I have it covered, what I need to cover for now? Yes, I think that's all I have on my immediate plate. So any questions on these topics, please call K2BAR. Alrighty, K2AMI, it's your ball for the rest, K2BAR.
It is K2AMI, and many of you probably have already received the emails from Mike, N2YBB, our section manager. As you know, in November, on Sunday, November the 8th, the Hudson Division is having an awards dinner in Park area. It's available at the Hudson Division, $32.50 per person in the restaurant. Anyway, for that Hudson Division dinner, they generally award winners. They're winners from Texas of the division that we'd like to here we had Amateur of the Year award winner. There's three of them. There's one from New Jersey, one from Long Island, and I guess one from upstate New York. Our president, Rachel, is the selected award winner of the Amateur of the Year. Look at that one in. Other announcements for other men. There are other award winners and Amateur of the Year. So keep it in mind, guys. November the 8th is the dinner, but you got to get reservations ahead of time. ARL will be booking you with emails. And it's usually a nice affair. I've always attended the affair and always enjoyed it. Back to Ned.
Absolutely. Are there nominations open for some of those other awards, Tony, or is that all been buttoned up?
No, unfortunately, it's all buttoned up. The deadline was back on last weekend on the 15th, but if you want me to announce, I can that Rachel was one tribute from River, from the New Jersey area. I'm sorry, from the Southern, from Jersey, New Jersey, yeah, okay. But Bruce Baccaro, Q-U-L, also an award winner. Don Melfi, W-H-C-B, Charlie Baker, is third Amateur of the Year award. Also had a Grand Old Ham award post, and his call was A-Q-E, and the Grand Old Ham went to J-M-E. Call is NY, funding for technical achievement there. Hearth, I think, is all those award winners have already been announced and will be back at the award dinner on November the 8th. Back to you.
It's wonderful, wonderful. Congratulations to Rachel and the other award winners. I actually know Jay, and that's good as well. So that's great. That's super. Just shows what a great division we have. And how lucky we are to be surrounded with such good hams. All right, anybody have any questions for Tony? Okie doke, anything else you want to follow up with, Tony?
Just say, wish to encourage you, if you guys are available on that November the 8th, it's a luncheon-type dinner. It will be next year, starting time. But the ARO website, Hudson Division website, and of course there'll be forthcoming deadlines for purchasing tickets information.
Okay, very good, Tony. Well, thank you very much, and very good, and look forward to hearing how well everything progresses toward the dinner, which is not a dinner. It's really more like an afternoon dinner, like a Sunday dinner on Saturday. All righty, let's see. A couple of things I wanted to cover tonight. Well, let's take that question first. Scott, you had a question, and I want to make sure that I accurately answer it. I think I know what the question is, but why don't we hand it to you. K2SGY from K2BAR.
Yeah, the question I had was, I heard you talking the other night in another net, Raspberry Pi power supply, and it was some company, I can't remember what you had said.
Sure, it's easy to find, actually. It's what it has to do with it's a power supply that allows you to put in 6 to 15 volts, I believe, through a standard 2.1 millimeter coaxial power connector and power all the different Raspberry Pis, A's, B's, B pluses, 2's, you know, all those. And so it clamps on the GPIO pins and powers the unit through the GPIO pin bus, which is great. And gives you a really nice sturdy platform to put a coaxial power connector in with flexible power inputs, of course. So with that in mind, I ordered a handful of them. Several of my often collaborative colleagues have Raspberry Pis, so I figure I'd get a couple for them just pro forma. And I've got probably close to a dozen Raspberry Pis, so maybe fewer now, maybe 7 or 8. But the bottom line is that you know, this will allow me to get rid of the really glommy 5-volt power adapters that I've got on these things. Often with a USB to micro USB cable and an interface to 12 volts, blah, blah, blah. Now I can just simply wire up a pigtail that goes to an Anderson power pole, and one and done, it'll be nice and pretty. Also, it allows you to use your normal case in order to get power in and out. I'm not exactly sure how. I don't know if you have to drill a hole in it, but it's not a big deal. I'm not expecting these adapters to come till Monday. So, they cost $15 a piece. If you buy 10 of them, they're $12.50 a piece. That is a shipped price. And the website to order them is GeppettoElectronics.com. So, GeppettoElectronics.com. GeppettoElectronics.com. Geppetto, just like Pinocchio's buddy, or inventor, or dad, whatever you want to call him. So that's how you find it. And they have a Tindie store, T-I-N-D-I-E, and you can find all the products there. But the price for one is $15, the price for 10 of them is $12.50 a piece, so not bad at all. So let's see if that answers your initial question.
And I had tried looking online, and it had something else, I guess, on the main page, and I couldn't find the power supply.
Yes, in fact, I'm looking at the website now. You have to look on the left side, pardon me, the right side. Let's try that, the other left. And you will see on the side, there is a, what do you call it? There's a toolbar. That toolbar is very handy. You'll see Tindie Store. Click on the Tindie Store.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, no problem. Yeah, it's on the Tindie Store. And they have a bunch of things on there. topic. Anybody have any questions about the Raspberry Pi microcontroller and this power supply? Over. Okay, well, the power supply is actually soft programmable using an AVR type technology. And so you cannot put program with 5 volts, you got to program with 3, and you got to use an AVR programmer with it, but you don't have to program it. It comes programmed. But should you ever want to change the programming profile of this thing, that's how you go about it. And oddly enough, on the store, he sells that AVR programmer if you want it. The other thing, and I don't have that up right now, unfortunately, is that I thought was really cool, was that he had on there a GPS disciplined oscillator, and there it is. So the GPS disciplined oscillator, that's probably what you saw on the main page. He had an article on that, a GPS disciplined oscillator user guide. You might ask, why would you use a GPS disciplined oscillator? To make sure that your frequency stability and accuracy is spot on. And this is an adaptive, an adaptive kind of a GPS device. And he uses an ATtiny 4313 microcontroller, and he actually not only ensures accuracy but also stability within one part per billion, which is pretty impressive, whereas without the GPS it's 1,000 parts per billion. So it just tells you what the GPS does, and has a built-in patch antenna built into it, and very, very cool. Things like your HF transceiver, chances are your modern ones, especially the SCRs, have a 10 megahertz input port for GPS disciplined reference oscillators, so you can certainly use it for that. The other thing is this particular oscillator package is very cool because it's got three different outputs, so three different buffered outputs that are all identical. They're all synced the same, so all their zero crossings are the same, so you don't have to worry about, you know, messing yourself up like that. So it's pretty darn cool. And as I said, the power supplies are there on the Sky site, but the GPS discipline TCXO, it's $175, but it's highly accurate, highly stable, and you can use it in your shack or you can take it on the road. If you're a VHF, UHF guy, you want to have super high accuracy when you're trying to work somebody or you're trying to do PSK31, you want to make sure you're exactly where you should be. So be it. Interestingly enough, I just noticed that the Pi Power, I just bought my stuff the other day for $15. It's now labeled $18. That's wondering why that is. That's kind of interesting. I wonder when he upgraded the price. But anyway, still well worth the price for all the craziness. He also has things like displays that plug in the back of Arduinos and all sorts of things. So it's all sorts of good stuff on his site. So, any comments or questions? Alrighty. Then we will we'll bury this topic for now. Scott, anything more that you want to know about Geppetto Electronics? I think you've gotten your answer. I'll make sure. Okay, I'll make sure. I guess he's moved on. All right, Hector, W2MTR, you have a for sale item. Forgive me, W2GTT.
Hi, and K2BAR, W2NPR. Good evening, one and all. I do hope all is well with everyone. The item I have, I still have the K1550 winch. If anybody needs it for a tower, a raising fixture, a boat trailer, or a project, maybe you want to build something in your garage and you want to raise it up off the floor, like a row of bicycles or something rather large that you'd like to take up off the floor. It's been stored indoors and only used twice. It's 100% complete. And $80 will get it to your QTH. Need it? My email is good on QRZ. And it's practically brand new. Like I said, I've only used it twice and it's always been stored indoors. I don't need it because I upgraded the winch. I upgraded to a 2550 winch, so I don't need this 1550 any longer. Other than that, that's it. I hope everyone has a great rest of the week, a great weekend, and stay cool. We'll be here listening. K2BAR, W2NPR.
Alrighty, Mr. Hector. Anybody have any interest in the 1500-pound winch that Hector has for sale? Alright, Hector, I do have one question. Is it a, it's power in both directions, and is it ratcheting?
Yes, it is a, I'm sorry, it is a brake winch. It's a K1550 brake winch. To be exact, it's a K1550-0301 is the exact model.
Okay, do not confuse this for the 1,500-pound or even greater Harbor Freight winch like the one I have. My Lord. That sounds great. That sounds absolutely wonderful. Very, very good, Hector. And that inherently is more safe than some of the other nonsense we've seen, such as the one I just referenced. Alrighty, anything else on this topic? Okay, thank you very much, Hector. Just a point about Harbor Freight, by the way, they're opening their tent sale for Friday, Saturday, Sunday. If you want to buy almost any item, if it's still available come Sunday, you have some item restrictions in here in Bergen County, but you can always go over to Clifton if you want to get something that is otherwise restricted here in Bergen County on Sunday. But they have their tent, you know, parking lot sale for the next 3 days starting tomorrow. And you might find a bargain. I always seem to, but I'm not going to be going over there tomorrow, so I don't think so. Alrighty. See, what was the other topic I wanted to bring up? I brought the GPS-disciplined oscillator. And, just a quick recap of the, say, county fair. Had an awesome communications team, really awesome communications team. And we managed the public safety radios for the Sheriff's Department. We managed a bunch of checkpoints and things like that. We also provided video via a mesh network that operated at 900 megs, 2.4 on two different frequencies, one which was amateur only below the band, and that was kind of cool, and then of course one in the band on channel 3, so it worked out very well. Provided an internet gateway for that service and provide general surveillance services to the Sheriff's Department for the duration of the fair. Went very, very smoothly and with a variety of camera platforms, which was even more interesting. So anyway, anybody have any questions, comments, confusions before we go back to the net? Alrighty. Well, if anyone has a new topic or wishes to check in at this time, please call Q2BAR. Okay, well, having heard nothing, we'll have a short net tonight, and I want to thank everybody for checking in. We'll see you at the Farallon Radio Club tomorrow night, and maybe at Port of Call in, I guess that's Hackensack, at on Hackensack Avenue on Monday at noon. And And I guess in another week or so, with W2KBF doing the really neat demo of FL Digi and maybe the new version. So 7-3 all, this is K2BAR, thanking everybody for their participation. And this is W2TTT, returning to repeater to normal amateur radio use. 7-3 W2TTT clear.
W2TTT, KB2TRW.
KB2TRW, W2TTT. Hi, Kai.
Hey, Gordon. Just want to let you know that I will not be at the meeting tomorrow. I'm going camping. So I'll try and catch up with you next week.
Sure. You have a scout outing tomorrow?
Yeah, it's actually an unofficial outing. It's the tradition I've had with the folks at the former Cub Scout troop.
Oh, cool. So is it just car camping, or is it you can throw a backpack on and go up someplace neat?
Yeah, this is the, actually, it's yurt camping down in central Jersey.
Oh, okay, so you're going to drive up to a yurt, dump your gear, and go into a yurt. How wonderful. That's pretty cool. Yeah. My nephew lived in a yurt for about 5 years. He now has a house.
Yeah, whatever works. Whatever works. Anyway, yeah, just wanted to let you know that, sorry I've been dropping in and out of the, that's trying to multitask and not working so well.
You don't need to apologize. I've got a little bit of work to do, and then I have to run the car in less than an hour, pick up Nancy, come back, come and finish said work, because there's just stuff I got to do. Busy, busy time, and I want to take tomorrow off, so in order to do that, I have to finish one little task. And I kind of got sidetracked today by a bunch of, oh, by the way, this came apart. And, oh, by the way, what do you think about this idea? And, you know, of course, my commentary back ended up being a patent disclosure, literally written on the off the cuff, with the individual who called me up with a nub of an idea, but we kind of took it to a new place. So it wasn't what I intended to do today, but I have to get done more mundane things like an expense report.
All right, very good, Gordon, then. We'll talk next time. 7-3, W2TTT, KB2TRW, clear.
All right, have a great trip tomorrow. KB2TRW, W2TTT. And by the way, that same speaker will be back probably for a slightly shorter presentation at an upcoming Barra meeting. KB2TRW, W2TTT listening.
Very good, Gordon, 7-3.
Connected, N2BHZ repeater.
N2VHC, November 2, Victor Hotel, Zulu Mobile. Listening.
N2VHZ, repeater, disconnected. Thank you.
W2TTT. Hello, Mr. Ken.
Howdy, howdy, W2TTT, as they say out here in Western Nebraska. What's going on, Gordon? We're just going from one place to another here in sprawling Alliance, Nebraska. I am Mobile, and sound wonderful here. Back to you.
As do you, Mr. Ken. As do you. I got about 5 minutes, and I got to run out the door. But life is good. I'm just, you know, rocking and rolling, and sitting here working away. And I had the tech net a little while ago, and hopefully that was satisfactory. It was only about a 40-minute net tonight, so a little short, but not bad. We'll see how it goes. In any case, I'm just sitting here enjoying a couple of things. I bought some power supplies for some Raspberry Pis that they plug into the GPIO port, and they allow 6 to 14 volts to, to rock and roll. And it's kind of cool. So we... you know, we got all that rocking, but the 6 to 14 volts is pretty good, and uses a standard coaxial power connector, 2.1 millimeter power connector, so life is good.
That sounds nice. You're going to use them for your project, for what you're doing, web, going over microwave frequencies. Now, what are you thinking about using them as a part of that? Open that little, what do you call it, web net? No. What is it called again, that project that you guys are doing? Sounds excellent. Are you going to integrate them into that somehow? And the question I have for you, I had a report that the repeater was doing very poorly. Somebody had told me it was only 17 watts out. I inquired, was that out of the exciter, or was that out of the amplifier, and I asked a few questions, you know, maybe I could help out. And I reached out to K2FJ with an email and said, I have some old Motorola stuff sitting around, you know, Radius and MaxTrack and so forth, and you need parts or radios. So I've used them for exciters for my repeater at one time, you know, but I never heard nothing back. So how's the health of the repeater doing? How is it holding up? Because I was told that... I didn't think there was going to be a net, because somebody was telling me that they can't transmit so long on it for some reason. Back to you.
Yeah, I heard that too, but point of fact, we ran a successful net tonight, so I'm not going to argue with success, you know. Who the heck knows? Who the heck knows? But I heard that the repeater output was down to about 18 watts, and that was out of the exciter, so... Let's just say that's not exactly happy.
I hear you. My exciter is 5 watts, and my amplifier is 120. I could excite it with 10 and then get about 170, but I always keep it down for continuous duty. I reached out to the guy and seen if he wanted any of this radio equipment I have. I'll send it to him free of charge, of course. There's no, you know, money involved with this. But I never heard back from the guy, so I'm trying to help out from over here, but I'm not able to present this stuff personally, you know what I'm saying? But I did do an interesting thing, Gordon. I did enjoy the email I got from one amateur in particular, Mr. Kress. And he did sell me a couple of his items, and I'm very happy with them, and he did mail them to me UPS. And I did remunerate him in kind, and... everything went very smoothly, you know, and I was happy about that email from Barra. I was able to get a score of a few items that I was lacking in my collection. I was able to accumulate now. So I'm curious about what the total output of the repeater should have been, and what the exciter, that's pretty high for an exciter, 17 watts into an amplifier, you know what I'm saying? But what are those, what are you going to use those pies for? You're going to use them for your internet, interlinking system. Back to you.
That would be the plan. That would be the plan, yes. We've got a couple of things going on here, but You know, I already use a Raspberry Pi as a chat server, and in fact, I'd like you to get up on the mesh and backhaul it with a tunnel into our network. I think that'd be kind of cool, actually. I think a lot of people would have some fun with that, and but we'll see. Dear, critical update. All right. Update. God, my set-top boxes need critical updates like I need to shoot myself. Anyway, it's all good. Anyway, let me, let's see. I also have one as a PBX that just switches calls. It doesn't actually carry the traffic. I have a BeagleBone Black that will carry the traffic, but right now it's not up and happy. And then I have another I have another one that's an asterisk all-star installation, and I'm just getting that squared away now, just kind of learning how to make that work. So, you know, I've got other things. I've got one is a XBMC server, which is an old video server, but they've actually changed that now to something new. I forget what they called XBMC these days, but it's pretty cool. And, anyway, lots of happy.
Very nice. It's amazing how things have moved so far forward so quickly. It's just a little bit of time, you know? And these devices are you know, performing like things we never could have imagined. I wanted to ask you, when you're up there in those frequencies that you operate the web mesh on, mesh web, however you say it, are you operating in a channelized format with... standard channelized, spacing, or are you just all agreed upon a certain thing? And if it's not, if it is channelized, what is the bandwidth? What is the width of each channel? Being that you have to pass a lot of data over there, I guess. Back to you.
10x1. That's right, I was just letting my son know of a couple of household network configuration changes. I think he's happy, I think. I'm not sure, but you never know. You know, you don't know this yet. Teenagers. It's hard to judge whether they're happy or not. But like every 19-year-old, he asked for food.
Huh. That's interesting. I'll remember that. I have, on one of them, I got 17 years ago, and the other one I got 18 years ago, until they get to that age. So on a web mesh, are you running channels that everybody adheres to certain channels up on those frequencies, or are you using just agreed-upon frequencies? And what is the bandwidth of these frequencies, of these channels that you use? Back to you.
They are either standard 20 megahertz wide, 2.4 gig Wi-Fi channels, or they're 5 or 10 meg reduced bandwidth channels, and we do that because, frankly, we can. It allows us a couple of flexibilities. One is that we go below the band, which is very cool. So we can... what the hell's going on here? Oh. I actually have to turn on my Wi-Fi in order to make this work, don't I? It's pretty cool in that regard. And, we have a lot of nodes, but the way they generally work is that they're... either on Ubiquiti or Linksys boxes. We really prefer Ubiquiti, and if you're going to go out and spend money, you might as well go out and get a Ubiquiti. But what's nice about them is that they we put some really advanced software in there, and we have a tunnel module, and so somebody's got to set up a tunnel server on one of their nodes, and if you don't have a stable IP address, then you can just connect out to somebody's tunnel server. And that once you have the tunnel connection up, it's like you're hardwired into somebody's router and networked wherever, and along with everybody else. So it doesn't matter who initiates the tunnel from client or server viewpoint in most cases, because once you're up, you're up, and it's very cool. Anyway, Ken, I got to run out the door. Otherwise, there will be hell to pay. I don't wish to delay. My wife gets out at 11, and she'll get out pretty sharp how much time. So let me transition to the car and see what I can do from here, okay?
Okay, understood. And that's what public safety and amateur radio are all about. Exactly what you're doing. Finally coming full circle here. Exactly. People are going to steal your idea, you know, and run with it after you perfect it. Too bad, but that's what amateur radio is all about, right? It's the beginning of the good thing, and then they take the credit for it later on and commercialize it. Something else with public safety, and they start their own little program. 73s, I'll talk to you from the mobile. I'm going to go shift my truck around. I'm going to step out for a minute, too. N2VHZ, clear with W2TT. See you later.
73, Ken, I'll be back on later, but I got to get Nance first, and then I got to come back up here and get some work done, but I'll be around. N2VH said W2TTT off and clear.
Okay, we'll comply. 73s, N2VHZ closing station.
N2VHZ repeater disconnected.
This is Whiskey 2 Tango, Tango, Tango listening, 955.
Degrees. He just about missed the exit with a psycho. People are crazy.
63 years of being on this planet. You have just figured that out, I guess.
I don't get it with people, with their intellect. It's amazing how they make these maneuvers, and they think if the police was around them, they would think something's wrong with them and pull them over and give them a couple of summonses, you know, because that's totally unacceptable. I mean, you know, bent 90-degree turns in the middle of a 55-mile-an-hour highway just doesn't cut it.
Yeah, but first you got to get the police officers away from the Dunkin' Donuts in order to do that.
You're right, 100% right. So what's going on? What's the good word over there? What's happening?
SOS, Mike. Nothing changes.
Jump in the car. It starts to rain. It's great. The minute I closed the door, it started to rain. It's raining now. You'll probably get hit with a serious rainstorm today over there. It's cooling down, though. As it's raining, it's really cooling down.
Well, I guess once the rain really gets here, maybe it'll cut some of this humidity, I hope.
So I guess Monday, Charlie's back, right?
Charlie went to work yesterday. Supposed to be coming down with his son this morning to pick up their car.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. All right. I was unaware of that.
Well, either he left later, and he was having a problem here in the repeater at first, you know, with the problem. So he came in, he got in right at, probably not too long after you went into work.
He had a little issue yesterday afternoon with the Jeep, so, you know, up on our machine up here, so the happy wanderer, I guess.
What was that about a Jeep? A problem with a Jeep? I missed that whole thing.
You know what I'm referring to, the Jeep. Remember Popeye had the Jeep? That's what we call him now. We call him the Jeep.
Oh, okay. I haven't gotten my first cup of coffee down yet, so the brain cells are just waking up.
Remember that little pet that Popeye had and was called the Jeep? That's his new nickname.
Yeah, I vaguely remember it. I used to watch Popeye. Just don't recollect right now.
He was having a little floor show on the local machine up here. You know the one.
82 BOR. Yes, I do.
TGIF, man. Thank God. Oof. Get out of here. Hopefully, I can get out of here by 1 o'clock if I'm lucky today.
Yeah, I can actually say it's the end of the week for me too. I really don't. I try not to. I started this summer. I'm trying not to take anything in on Saturdays. It's just too much in this heat.
It's interesting. We haven't heard Bill on. Bill hasn't come on from the Pine Barrens. I figured maybe sometime this week, maybe Bill will be listening and jump on the bandwagon here, you know?
I heard him on 315 the other night talking to some guys. But it depends on how the conditions are, if he makes it up here, you know that.